This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, totally obsessed with Love Island. Just to warn you, Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, and one of our listeners has been bad. They've been lying to us. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Saw a tweet 2 hours ago from Chris Stark. Saying, been a great holiday, excited to get back to Radio 1 tomorrow though. Have I still got a job? Missing this girthy geezer. And then there's a picture of me and him. Don't call me girthy. Is that a Chibuddy DG reference? Okay. Girthy, rude. Anyway, I put, yes, you're still on. But then loads of people reply going, hang on, you said he's back on Thursday. I don't know what's going on anymore. He told me Thursday, but apparently he's back tomorrow. So Chris is back tomorrow on the show. By the way, Love Island fans, did you love it last night? Did you stay in especially to watch it? It's good to have Caroline Flack on the breakfast show this morning as well. I love Flackers. By the way, if you did love it, if you're as obsessed as me and you need someone else to talk to about it, then I'm here. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Emma.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Love Island, yes.
Are you loving Love Island?
Loving Love Island. Loving Blazing Squad feat Love Island. Yes.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, stop talking about Love Island. But it was the first one last night. I know that Grimmy's also obsessed. So after this, it'll become a Love Island free zone. But just let me enjoy. Are you loving it?
I'm loving it. I'm loving that they've got someone from Blazing Squad on there, like an actual celebrity on Love Island.
Wow. So much shadiness already. Only episode one.
I know. You need to play some Blazing Squad, Chris, just in honour of it.
Scott.
Ooh, awkward.
Wow. Yeah, but like he said, he didn't want to know about the fact that he's in it. So if I'm sure, if I play it, that's making like bringing more attention to it.
No, but I think that's what we need to do. We need to get Blazing Squad. To, oh my God, stop! Don't reverse it. Don't get me excited. Stop. No, keep going. Blazing Squad for number one.
To be fair, this is their best work. Yeah.
They're most underrated.
Yeah, they are. What, did you like Crossroads as well?
Yeah, it was the first tape I ever bought.
Right. What about Friday Hill? What are you saying about them?
Friday Hill, yeah, I'm into that. Not as much as Blazing Squad, but okay. Love a revival. Even if it's just three of them.
Wow, you're obsessed. I need to explain to everyone else. I'll let you go. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So, it's back. If you didn't watch it last night, we've already had one snog, a potential fallout. And here's the thing. Did anyone else do this? I know it's bad, but I was eating my dinner at the time. And as soon as I saw the bodies on the screen, I was like, OK, I'm leaving the rest of that dinner. I actually did. Not that it's going to help. So I kind of got into it last year. And one of my favourite people, if you saw it last year, was Zara, who was Miss GB. And she said, yeah, but I don't want anyone to know about it. But then told everyone anyway. You know the type. Well, this year we've got a new Zara. And he's called Marcel. And used to be famous, as you're just hearing from Emma.
An interesting fact about me is I used to be in a Blazing Squad as a kid. Being in a Blazing Squad was literally one of the best times of my life. I'm like an ex-pop star.
But remember, he doesn't want anyone to know about it.
Seeing Jessica, she's like my like perfect girl. It's mad. And her name's Jessica. It's like my favourite name. That's a serious thing. I've actually got a song called Jessica. It's crazy.
Okay, yeah, we get it. You make music. So how long do you think it took before he started to slip it into conversation?
It's our first night. We're all beautiful people. We're in a beautiful environment. It's nice and warm by the fire. It's blazing hot.
Blazing hot! So he's kind of close to breaking. Is he going to tell the girl he's been coupled up with, Olivia? Is he going
to
tell her?
I'd rather keep it between us all, because I don't want everyone to like get a bit awkward or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was younger, yeah. I used to be in a band.
Yeah.
Do you remember the band called the Blazing Squad?
Yeah.
Like, I was from the Blazing Squad, innit? Like, so.
Is it?
Oh, this is such his chat-up routine all the time. You know it. Obviously, he'd rather people didn't know, so, then he went and told Jessica.
It shouldn't be, but it does turn into proper, like, ego rock, doesn't
it? Exactly, because I'm so confident. Like, when I was younger, I used to be in a band, so I'm used to, like...
What's that band?
I'm in the Blazing Squad.
Doesn't want anyone to know, remember. At this point, surely everyone knows who Blazing Squad are, right? No.
I feel like I was really young when Blazing Squad were a thing, so I was trying to like remember like Blazer was like when I think of Blazer, I always think of that what's that song, like 21 Seconds to Go? Like, what's that band?
No, that's So Solid Crew. So there's the first really stupid comment of the series. Remember, you only get three in episode, so first strike.
Whenever I go to Spain, it's usually Ibiza. I'm not gonna Ibiza. Wow. I love Ibiza.
Is that Spain?
Yeah.
It's like its own country, isn't it?
Spain, babes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Ibiza, definitely Spain. There's strike number two. Meanwhile, everyone is coupled up apart from Jessica, who gets to pick a guy and then split up a couple. This is harsh. Surely the producers wouldn't have set up any kind of awkward situation for some drama, would they? Here's Montana.
I actually know Jess.
Do you?
So I went out with this guy. Basically, I think he was seeing us at the same time. But I don't know if she knows.
What?
No. She obviously gets to choose someone to couple up with tomorrow. And to be honest, I really don't want her to pick Dom.
Oh, it's so good. OK, it's all down to Dom then. So Montana's not got anything to worry about, right?
Trust me, you ain't got nothing to worry about in regards to me. That's not my type.
I know, but she might pick
you.
Yeah,
nah, I don't think she will, you know.
See, it's all fine.
Definitely got the fittest bird in the villa. I think things are going swimmingly well.
At the end of the day, you've got to pick
it's
someone.
All right, man.
So
someone's got to know him, innit?
Don't pick me, though.
Oh. So Jess doesn't even know about Montana and the other guy they were both seeing. Oh, wait.
And I was like, I don't know if she knows who I am, but I definitely think we're talking to the same boy at the same
time. Oh, my God, no, I said the same. I literally said the same.
I followed you on Instagram because I was like, I need to stalk this
Did
girl.
You?
Oh, OK, good. So it doesn't sound like there's any hard feelings here, really.
So part of me does think, like, I was there first and you sort of got in the way. So I don't know how vindictive I'm feeling yet. I could possibly screw her over. And I feel like I owe her no loyalties.
Oh, God! I wonder which guy she'll pick.
So the boy that I want to couple up with is... It would have to be Dom on first impressions. What am
I to you? Whoa! Fight. Oh... Right, I need to cancel my plans. This is on for 7 weeks. But we only had two strikes of stupidity. At least we made it through a whole episode without a third strike.
I mean, got a text.
You got a text? Really?
Yep, that was a text, definitely. Sorry, strike three there. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Right, so I've seen this trailer for an American TV show. They had this show in the US, and I really like the idea of it. And it's actually a quiz... but presented by Jamie Foxx. How do you get Jamie Foxx to host a TV quiz? Cash. That's how. Anyway, here's the trailer.
Are you guys ready?
This Thursday, it's time to face the music.
Whoever identifies the song the fastest gets the money.
If you beat Shazam...
What's the title? Fly Like an Eagle.
You break the bank. Jamie Foxx hosts the show that's a star-studded party.
Go, go, go!
Where someone will win $1 million.
Here we go.
Beat Shazam, Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Right, so the show is called Beat Shazam, and you can win $1 million just by, like, guessing the song, basically. The thing is, though, what I don't understand is why is it called Beat Shazam? Because they don't actually use Shazam at all. It's just like a normal music quiz. And for some reason in the trailer, Mariah Carey pops up. But there's kind of like a pointless style board on there. But they don't actually Shazam anything. Basically, just they hear a clip of a song, then you have to buzz in and say what it is. It's Fastest Fingers First. Ho. So no Shazam used. I think we can do better than this. So I don't know what you call this. Maybe, I don't know, beat my phone or something. But I'm just sat here with me and my phone at the moment. So I am going to get one of the team to play in a song. I don't know what the song is. And then I will just ask my phone to work out what it is. But I'll try and guess it before my phone does, OK? I think if this works, then we'll maybe do it with you lot. Maybe tomorrow, maybe with Chris or whatever. But like I said, I'm quite good at the music quizzes, so I hope that I'm going to beat my phone. OK, so one of the team is ready to play a song in. I don't know what it is. You ready? Yeah? OK, cool. What's this song?
Let me listen. I'm on the
menu. Katy Perry, Bon Appetit.
I believe this is Bon Appetit, featuring Migos, by Katy Perry.
Yes, I got it right. What's this song? Can we hear that again?
Let me listen. I'm on the
menu. Not saying Bon Appetit, bro.
I believe this is Bon Appetit, featuring Migos, by Katy Perry.
Bon Appetit by Katy Perry and Migos. Yes, one to me. Okay, next one, are you ready? Are you ready with the song? Okay, cool. Here we go. What's this song?
Naming the tune.
Niall Horan, Slow Hands.
I know this song. It's Slow Hands by Niall Horan.
Ah, did it again. Ha. Okay, next one. Ready? Okay, play it. What's this song?
Listening. My sunrise on the
darkest day. Luis Fonsi, Justin Bieber,
this sounds
Despacito.
Like Despacito, Despacito. Ah. Featuring Daddy Yankee by Luis Fonsi.
Did I get that? I think it might have beaten me. These are quite easy. Okay, one more. I'm beating my phone. What's this song?
Let me listen. Somehow
I'm drawn to danger. What's this?
This sounds like Bad Boys, featuring Flo Rida by Alexandra Burke.
Alexandra Burke, rubbish. I wouldn't have got that. I was going to say Broken Heels. So it was 2-2 between me and my phone. Not bad, eh? If you think you know music, if you reckon you could have done that as good as me, or even better, maybe we'll get you on tomorrow. I like it.
Scott Mills.
Jack says, try it in Devon with your phone on GPRS. You'll beat the phone every time. Hello, Charles. He says, that's really not fair on your phone. You play those songs every day on repeat. True. Not Alexandra Burt, though, which is why I didn't get it. And then someone else says, you playing that game on your own is one of the saddest things I've ever heard. When's Chris back? Tomorrow, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Such fun at Big Weekend in Hull when we got three people right in front of Simon from Biffy Clyro, and they all told him that they hated his band.
One! You're so bad that even Matt Cardle couldn't make one of your songs sound good, and he won X Factor. And it was still...
Two of them were actually super fans. It's on last Thursday's show. If you want it on demand, get it from the free BBC Radio iPlayer app. It's on your phone, it's free.
Scott Mills.
I've had an interesting email from a guy called Dave about something that was on the show last week. All right, Dave.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, I just want to get you on to clear this up, really. So you know something about a caller that we had on the show last week, don't you?
Well, yeah, you got a... Do you remember a phone call from a guy called Johnny who was claiming that he was at the Kings of Leon at the Big Weekend and threw some knickers at a guy?
Yeah, one of the band. I do remember it. In fact, yeah. I've got it right here.
It was put to us that me and my friend Jimmy were going to wear our girlfriend's underwear, and well, we just decided to take it a step further and try and throw the underwear at Kings of Leon whilst they were playing. Missed tremendously. Actually managed to hit... I got about four people in front of us.
Hang on, so you were wearing the underwear from your girlfriend but then took it off?
Yeah, well, that's the normal thing that happens, doesn't it, on these famous rock bands. They always get underwear thrown at them, so we thought we'd pay a bit of a tribute to that.
Babe, I don't think anyone's thrown underwear at a pop star since the 70s, but yeah, I get you. Where did it land?
Song on left shoulder and then bra on right.
So that happened on the show just after Big Weekend. What are you saying, Dave?
Well, I hate to tell you, but you've been duped.
Who? Oh. Why?
Well, I was with Johnny all weekend at a wedding, and he was just bored in the car on the way home and thought he'd call in and lie to you.
So he wasn't even at Big Weekend?
No, he was in West Wales at a wedding.
How rude. So this never happened?
No, none of it, though.
Not the knickers from the girlfriend?
He might have been wearing knickers, but he wasn't there, no.
Wasn't even there.
No.
See, Dave, this is bad because I don't want this to become a habit for people because once one does it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, mate.
What's your mate's name again?
Johnny.
Johnny, right. I think maybe we need to stop Johnny from thinking about doing this again.
I couldn't agree more, mate.
You can't just ring up Radio 1 with fake news.
You can't, can you?
No. So, Dave, here's what we're going to do, all right?
Yep.
We're going to call him back and say that we're from Radio 1 and we loved his story so much that we'd like to have him on air and tell it again.
Okay.
So we're going to get him back on and retell the story. So, I mean, obviously it's made up, so hopefully he'll play along with it like it's real still.
Sure.
And I'm going to bring you on. Obviously, you're his mate. But I want you to pretend to be someone called Mark, and you need to say that you got hit by the underwear that he threw at Kings of Leon.
Okay.
And now you want an apology.
Okay.
Right. Wait there, Dave.
Scott Mills.
We have Dave on the phone. He's told us that Johnny, his mate, called us and blatantly lied. He wasn't at Big Weekend and never threw underwear at Kings of Leon. But that's what he told us on air. Now, I can't be having this, not on my watch. So we are calling Johnny now and Dave is going to pretend to be the guy who got hit by the underwear. But remember, it never happened because he wasn't there. So is Johnny going to still go along with the lie that he was there when we ring him? Calling now. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1. How are you?
Scott, how you doing? Yeah, I'm okay, you?
Good, yeah. Is this Johnny?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I tell you what, the story that you did about the Kings of Leon was like my favourite one from Big Weekend. So what was the story again?
Basically, it was an underwear story. Do you not remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I vaguely remember. So, but tell it again for me, because we're getting people back on to retell them.
Right, okay. So basically, me and my friend were wearing our girlfriend's underwear and we took it off, chucked it at the guy in front of us, and it just managed to land on him. Well, we were aiming for Kings of Leon, but we were aiming for Kings of Leon, Scott, but it actually hit the fella in front of us.
Did it?
Yes.
Johnny, that's an amazing story. We've actually got the guy who was hit by the underwear on the phone right now. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. So tell us what happened to you.
Well, I'm just at the gig, you know, and I'm actually having a very bad day, and I got hit with these knickers, and then I was in the car on the way back, and I just hear someone. I thought, oh, that's obviously me, that story, and there's just someone just laughing about it.
Mate, I'm so sorry. We weren't gunning for you, you know. It was
No, but I heard you all giggling behind me afterwards, and I was just like, oh well, brilliant. You could have come up to apologise to me then, and then I'm listening to Scott Mills, and then all of a sudden I'm just the butt of someone's big joke.
No offence,
Johnny.
Yeah.
All you need to do is apologise to this guy, and that's enough.
That's all I want. It's just an apology.
Just say sorry.
Sorry, what was your name?
Mark.
Mark, I'm sorry for hitting you with underwear.
Johnny's not called Mark.
Oh,
it's your friend Dave.
Oh, Scott, I can't lie to you.
I knew it was going to happen.
How did you? What's happened?
You like John?
Yeah, I thought it was you, Dave. I could
start to work, mate.
I can know that Welsh accent from anywhere. You sound so stupid.
Do I? I was trying to act. They're trying to make me act.
Johnny, obviously, we've massively set you up here.
Yeah, I know.
But that'll teach you a lesson for lying to me in the first place.
Oh, Scott, I'm really sorry.
Don't just make things up because you're bored.
But that was pretty good, wasn't it? I think I ruined it because I almost said that I was camping, and you don't camp on a big weekend, do you?
No. Right, listen, do not do that again.
I promise I won't. Scott, I'm really, really sorry.
Okay, I'll let you off. Thank you, Dave, as well, for getting in touch.
That's all right, mate.
Love you, bye. Yeah. Scott Mills. Most of my relationships seem to be like this man. They don't work out. It's Charlie Slough.
Yeah! Oh, gosh. That was a good one today.
Thank you.
That was a really good one.
How are you, fam?
I'm amazing, G. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I'll tell you what, your Instagram stories are making me well tired.
Really?
Yeah, just like, oh, mate. Like, how many planes have you been on lately?
Quite a lot, and it doesn't stop anytime soon.
Does it not?
No, this Friday, I go to Ibiza.
Yeah.
I leave Ibiza, go straight to Marbella.
Marbs?
Marbs, bit of Marbs.
I can tell you've been having no carbs.
Done, no.
Before Marbs.
I fly to Marbella and then I leave Marbella and come straight back to go to Leicester. And then, I leave Leicester and fly straight back out to Greece.
I don't need the whole itinerary, but yeah, cool.
That's just this weekend.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always checking in out of the hotels, then you're in the club and the sparklers are on the vodka and then it's the next morning. Yeah. All in, like, because I'm just tapping through, so I'm just getting, like, massive snapshots of your life. It's busy.
Busy.
It's busy.
Inside.
Are these true or not? I'm playing against you today.
Where's Starkey?
Thanks for listening. He's been off for weeks.
Has he?
Yeah. Tomorrow, apparently, we get to see him again.
What, has he been ill?
No, just holiday.
Oh.
For, like, literally...
I thought you guys always took the holiday at the same time.
8 weeks. No. No, sometimes we're apart.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes he does it with Alice Levine without me knowing.
I've not, as you can tell, listened for the last few weeks.
Years.
No, I always listen to you. Always.
Do you though?
No, you know I do. I actually genuinely do.
Okay. Yeah, he's not... well, you've been busy. Anyway, here's Real or No Real.
Justin Bieber doesn't know the words to Despacito and instead rhymes Dorito and Burrito when performing it live.
Same as I do. Do you know that song?
Massive. I was going to say it must be one of his songs. I've never heard Despacito in my life.
It's all over the resorts.
Really?
Probably not in your set.
How does it go?
Despacito, we're going to have a burrito. Spanish.
Serious?
Yeah.
What, and Bieber sings that?
Yeah, he's on it. So he wasn't on the original version, but then he's done a kind of verse on it, and it's big.
Big.
Bigger song. It's number one right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been number one for weeks. Like, I'm surprised you've not heard it in the Greece or the Spain.
Maybe I had and I just dismissed it as being...
It's massive everywhere, mate. It's like worldwide hit. So, and they've added Justin on. But, I mean, there's probably quite a big chance, I think, that, you know, when you get given a song and you get given the lyrics, I reckon they will get, and I know this happens in with the foreign language, they get somebody Spanish in to teach you how to sing it. So he probably doesn't know Spanish at all.
Does that actually happen?
Yeah. So just to make sure that you're getting it the right sound of it, someone would be with Justin Bieber and go, okay, sing it like this. And then he'll just repeat.
Oh, wow.
That's how it does. So I'm saying this is probably... I'm saying he doesn't know the words. I'm saying this is real.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go real with this one because I can imagine him having a bit of banter with his manager. Watch this when I go on stage and start singing. Oh, I mean, it's burrito.
It's the kind of track that you do want to jump on because it's massive. But I don't think he's invested in it. He's just like, yeah, I'll do it. Just tell me how to sing it.
Yeah.
I'm saying real. You?
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Okay. Oh, apparently we've even got a clip. Here we go. Here's Justin. Can't sing Despacito apart from on the original track.
Despacito. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. I don't know the words, so I say dorito. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. Despacito.
Never heard that?
Wow. No, I have now.
Yeah, he just says poquito and burrito.
Wow.
And next...
Harry Styles is the new face of the SheWe, a device that enables women to stand up while they use the loo.
This is mad. I think someone in their marketing team has made a massive error. I think maybe when Harry had long hair, someone in the marketing team was like, she is perfect. She is the person we need to be the face of SheWe.
We need her.
We need her. And then they done the deal and was like, you do know that Harry is not Harriet.
You know that, I don't think I should say this, but you know that Grimmy calls him she anyway.
Really?
Oh, no, she's busy. So maybe it's because of that.
Maybe it was Grimmy that done the deal.
Yeah. So you know the SheWe helps you out at a festival, have you used one?
No, I've not.
I'd quite like to, just to see what the fuss is about.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
There was like a tube comes out the bottom of your leg and just like sprays on the ground, right?
No.
No?
No.
Which is, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Is that not the device that everyone was raging about last year at Glastonbury?
Were you thinking of a colostomy bag,
no,
Charlie?
I'm actually not. Oh, I've seen a picture. This is it. This is the fight. So where does the urine go?
I don't know. Can you stop? Also, stop saying urine.
Well, it was, what clearly should I urine. Say? All right, same thing, right?
No, don't come in here with your urine.
All right, so the tube comes down your leg and it empties on the floor.
Okay, let's
move
on.
That's how it works.
I'm saying...
Is there not a video? That's how it works, right?
Shut up.
I've seen a tutorial online because my mind was blown by this whole device. It's like the way it fits around you and then... Exits for a funnel.
You're making me nauseous. So I'm saying no real. Harry Styles didn't get off of the SheWe gig.
I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is no real.
Made up, but it is a real product, obviously, and they did approach Harry. He tweeted about finding a load of them in his hotel room, and that's how it started. He politely declined the offer.
Scott Mills.
I'm with the best looking fat guy in the universe.
I know already.
It's Charlie Slough, and we've got one more real or no real fact. Play along at home.
Drivers in America have already started registering their cars with the license plate Cov Fifi.
Do you know what this is about?
No idea.
So Donald Trump, I mean, it's amazing on Twitter, isn't it? Do you read Donald Trump's tweets?
No, I used to. I kind of got bored.
Yep. Unfollow. Sorry, it's got my name.
Yeah.
He accidentally tweeted the word covfefe over the weekend. What was the word supposed to be? Was it like strategy or something? Oh, coverage. That was it. Coverage. But not being funny, being the leader of the free world, you would probably maybe check your tweets for typos.
Have someone proof them at least.
But he likes to get them out there. Do you think it's actually him on a phone? Has he allowed a phone?
I reckon it's got to be him.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, it really feels like it's him. Mm. But like when I saw a thing, you remember that Bear Grylls thing that he did with President Obama?
Yeah.
But they just went on a long walk. Bear said to Obama, "I'll get your phone out." And he was like, "Well, I'm not allowed a phone. I haven't got a phone. I don't know how to use them because he's not had a phone for 8 years. So how come suddenly Donald Trump's got the phones?
Well, he makes the rules. Who's going to tell Donald he's not allowed a phone? He's the president.
Well, yeah, true.
He can just say, "I'm the president of the United States and I want a phone."
Yeah. I bet it's a nightmare for the staff.
Mm.
Have you got a personalised number plate?
Yeah.
God.
I do, you know what? I actually...
The bears poo in the woods.
I own a collection of them. So my cars... I don't want to put my number plate out there, but basically it's like my personalised plate and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is it fat with a PH?
No.
Ho.
No, it's not.
Okay. So how many cars you got?
A few.
Have you?
Too many, to be fair. I can't drive them all.
Right. You can't drive them all?
No, not at the same time.
No, okay, yeah. Actually, I've seen on your Insta, are they your cars or are you hiring them?
No, I actually own them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, one of them is a lease car.
You drove one of them to Big Weekend, didn't you?
No, I got driven. That was the sloth bus.
Oh, yeah, got you.
Yeah.
Hard to keep up with you.
Yeah.
So our drivers in America, because of the typo from Donald, registering their cars with the license plate covfefe, real or no real, Charlie?
I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say real also.
That one is real.
Okay.
It's true. The Department of Motor Vehicles in the US has confirmed people in California, North Carolina and Nebraska have already bought the number plate after Donald Trump tweeted the word accidentally over the weekend. Mm. At the end of that round of real or no real, I got 30, you got 20.
Oh, that's a setup. Straight fix.
It's not though, is it?
No, it's a fix.
How is it?
Because you knew all the answers.
No, I didn't. They didn't tell me the answers.
Oh. I feel like I've been shut up.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow with Chris. I know, from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.